thing as we get started. Due to the volume of the amount of appeals that we have and trying to stay on task, we're going to follow parliamentary procedure a little bit closer than what we have. As chair of the meeting, that responsibility falls on me, so we will try to stay moving forward. I heard that's a good tagline. So we have two individuals right in here now, and they're representing a block of our BOE numbers, is what I understand. So we'll let...
I got several of the same phone number here.
Yeah, so I'll let him come up and explain. So we're gonna tackle the ones that are starting at 204. Is Mr. Willard?
They're called 216 is the new document.
There. Yeah. Okay, so they kind of jump a little bit. That's fine. We'll try to keep it. And I think they're based off classification is my guess here. So, Mr. Stufflebeam, if you would like to come forward, Jim.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in and waiting for us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. You'll have to bear with me. I have congestion, chronic congestion. I'm not contagious or anything like
okay.
that. So but I may have to clear my throat from time to time. Do I need to give you some information first or give you the case numbers that I'm representing? How do you want to do that?
If you want to share with that, because we have a docket here that has some different ones on it. We'll try to navigate through. I'm guessing that this is based on nightly rental, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So you have a number of these. If you could,
do you have numbers of them?
Do you have BOE numbers? I can mark them on 2-1. Yeah.
Like yes. We started off at with Scott Roberts 2216 right here.
Is that
do you
sure?
see where it says 2021 216?
Scott Roberts is he's a member of Banderson Canyon. He's representing other owners. He's a separate presentation.
He's a separate presentation. Okay.
Yes.
Which one are you just starting with here?
Branson Canyon owners, and there's a couple of other properties in there too. But Stephanie gave me the case numbers. I can read those off for you if that helps.
Sure, if you could go slow so we can try to go in here and mark them.
Sure. Okay. I have 255.
Okay, that helps us. Yeah, that would be the case number. That's what we call BOE number. So White, okay. Maxwell White.
Correct.
Okay.
I have 297. That's Foggy Bay. That's mine. Foggy Bay Rentals.
Okay.
I have 299.
Okay.
CC Vacation Rental.
Okay.
I have 303. Horton Group. 305. Horton Group. 307. Foggy Bay Rentals. Which is mine also. And then 309 is actually a duplicate.
So it's not that, one?
Correct.
Which one is it?
Stufflebeam. Stufflebeam.
Correct.
I see your name here now. Okay,
yes.
Now we got to the right.
Okay. Almost as bad as Mr. Wildert's. I appreciate it.
Hey, at least we got yours spelled right.
Yeah. And I have 312.
Hold on.
Sorry.
The clerk has.
You said it was a duplicate? What is a duplicate to?
It came in, I'm not sure, it came in twice, but there's only one property and one owner, but there were two listings on my list for it, and it has different numbers.
Okay.
What was the other number?
The first Max White was, sorry. Here.
Are you saying the first Foggy Bay rental?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, there's two Foggy Bays for... duplicate, the 309... And the one that has the 06 on the end. 309 and 297 are duplicates.
That way I can take one of them out of the system before
yeah.
we...
Okay. And I don't know if that was my mix-up or what, but I'm sorry
about
that.
That would have been on my...
I'm going to scratch out.
We were at 312. What do you got after that?
312, Amy? Abbott Trust. And then 314, okay. Phillips. And 318 is Phillips. 322 is Phillips, which is under P&P Faithful 4, by the way, the last two. 318 and 322 are under Faithful 4. Sorry about that. And 324, which is Relevate LLC. And 326 I have down, but it is a duplicate of 255. And I think that individual may have inadvertently submitted twice. Okay. And I have 328, which is Aurora Home Investments. And I have 330, which is Klaus. I have 333, which is VR Success. Excuse me. And I have 357, which is PLOSS, P-L-O-S-S. Then there may be a couple of others that came in late.
That there were a couple more. I will look through real quick. And
okay. I think one of those have the name, John Gage, and another with Pullman. John Gage was 138 Streamside. Okay. Pullman was 149 The Bluffs. It's the only other two I'm aware of that may have come in late.
So, on these, so I assume you have an issue with classification.
Correct.
Okay.
Is there any question with respect to valuation on any of these, or is this just all classifications?
No, I'm not presenting any valuation appeal at this point. No. Just classification.
Okay.
So, just so you're aware, what we're doing with nightly rentals, we realize that it's a very big issue, and the change from 100% commercial, or the change to 100% commercial from what it was last year. So what we're doing is we're basically right now we're hearing people's cases, okay, and then we're gonna make some type of determination. We're not gonna make a vote or a motion on yours today.
Understand.
But sure. We do want to hear from you. And same way, Mr. Willard. And what you're sharing, we do value it. So it's not just a waste of breath. Okay. So, but I just wanted to set the expectation properly. It is a little bit different of a deal then somebody coming in on their own, on a particular property and us hearing it and us making a determination. We're usually pretty good at making decisions in that regard.
Gotcha.
This is a very big deal that a whole lot of really good people have different opinions on. So, yeah. But we do want to hear from you. So if you could.
We haven't made our decision yet is part of what he's trying to say. We are trying to get agreed. Input from everybody on this.
Oh, sure. Well, I would hope you hadn't made a decision yet.
Before you start, I just want to ask a couple questions.
Sure.
On all of these properties that are in various LLCs or individually owned, are any of these large 8, 10-bedroom lodges that have been built?
The ones
or are they just single-family residences?
Ones that I'm representing, one of mine, in fact, are 7 bedrooms.
Okay.
I'm not aware of any of these that are higher than that. I don't think any of these are that I'm representing.
In other words, they're more of a vacation property.
These are single-family homes, yeah.
As opposed to, well, okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to gauge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 303 for the Horton Group. Is that a nightly rental?
303 is for 180 Foggy Bay is the address.
Yeah.
yes, as I understand it, that is a nightly rental.
Okay, because that's the way you filled out the form, but
yeah.
We didn't know that. We have him as a residential. So okay. You're asking for a change of classification, and so we'd like to make him all business.
Well, I think that's not your request to be made at this point. Okay. So, but
yeah, if the book is closed, we probably can't.
The book is closed.
That one probably.
Okay,
he's probably lucked out.
I'm just saying he asked for it, and it says he asked for a change of classification.
I'm saying that it's not your call to make that at this time or make that change.
Is he? But when you say he asked for it, he's asking. He's not asking for it to be commercial.
It says his reason for appeal is his classification.
He probably thought he was commercial. But anyway, let's just find. We'll find out. We'll find out on that one.
The property owner filled it out, and that was their understanding.
Yeah,
and they just recently purchased that property, yep. As I understand it.
Please feel free to share on why you see it as a change of classification.
Okay. Yes. Well, I have a prepared remark, and I'll try to go through this quickly, but also to point out that I'm not an attorney. I may not know all the ins and outs or the deep dive in some of these issues, but I would like to at least put some thoughts out there that, if necessary, that the board needs to investigate further, or the assessor, or whatever. But I think, based on the folks that I'm representing,
sure,
these 12 or 13, we all are of the same mind. And I'm also president of the Condominium Owners Association for Branson Canyon. So I sort of indirectly are representing the other 60, or the total 62 properties and some 47 owners for Branson Canyon. So indirectly, I speak for them too. There will be some other folks here today and upcoming sessions that will be representing other properties in Branson Canyon. But
sure.
So I think we're all the same mindset. They may have some different points, but I think similar. So, of course, we are opposing the change of classification to 100% commercial for several reasons. A couple of those reasons are procedural. A couple of points on that. One, it is disappointing, and from my understanding, if not perhaps illegal, that a simple edict can be proclaimed that all of these properties are now all of a sudden 100% commercial. That just doesn't seem like a fair or reasonable or legal approach. And somewhere the Office of the Assessor has assumed, I guess, that they have the authority to do that. I'm not sure I understand the law and the county procedures, if that's correct or not, but I do understand that one of the key points about procedure that we want to make is the Hancock Amendment. Is this legal and viable to do this in this way? You're probably familiar with the Hancock
sure.
Amendment. It simply states, I'll just read one line from
yep.
it, property taxes and other local taxes and state taxation and spending may not be increased above the limitations specified herein without direct voter approval as provided by this Constitution. And there are a couple of other clauses in the state statutes and the Constitution that relate to that, so I won't repeat that. But and I understand that there is a threshold or an applied threshold of something like 15%. That's been explained to me recently that if taxes or assessments are increased or classifications, such that there's more than a 15% increase on an individual's taxes, that comes into play. So I would reference the Hancock Amendment as a concern for this process. Second procedural point is we don't know what the revenue from this tax is being used for. That's not been explained to my knowledge. Whether it's going to infrastructure or public amenities or to assist in some public-private development, we don't know what that is. For Branson Canyon, there's 62 different homes, and the average that this increase is amounting to is about $1,000 per home. So that's $60,000, give or take, that is just for the neighborhood of Branson Canyon per year. I don't know how many nightly rentals there are in Taney County. If you add that up, I mean, it's somewhere around $1 million or more per year that the county is taking in. What is that for? Why is that needed? That's a key question of procedure that we want to ask. And I don't have the answer to it. But,
hold on for 1 second.
Yeah.
For purposes of procedure today, guys, we've been through several of these. We just want to let them give their case, and then we can talk about it afterwards. But don't worry about it in the middle of it. Just let him, if we can, just let him go. And if you want to write down
agreed.
Something. If you want to write down something
go.
Or whatever,
okay.
We're going to let them
agreed.
Give their case.
Reel me in later.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Mr. Stuff will be
So that's a key point.